as we come to our offering of praise and thanksgiving. Miss Joanne, I know you always got a thought about thanksgiving and praise and prayer. And what are you grateful for today?
Today, I'm grateful my little brother is staying with Mama for the week.
Wow, how much?
He went down from Wisconsin. So he's been working from their house when he's watching her. And I'm just grateful my sister has a break.
Good, yes.
Because no one realizes how hard caregiving it is on a person that's doing it. Yeah. And I can tell when we talk to her, sometimes she's a little short-tempered. And so I get that, I understand why. Sometimes she's aggravated with her son and with Mama, and I get that, I understand that.
You talking about Bev?
Yeah. She needs a break. I mean, everybody needs a break from this. So
thank
my little
brother's but there. She's a pastor. She's not supposed to have those kind of feelings and stuff.
Pastor, you're a human, so
oh,
is she.
Oh, good.
You're not above having feelings and
amen to that.
Getting perturbed at things and getting
we're in the world, not of the world, Jesus
right.
Says, so we gotta deal with worldly stuff and it's messy.
That's exactly right. And I know you know.
Oh yeah, that's great. Anybody else? What do you think before this morning? Sharon, why are you just change your name to Sharon?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
It must be
this
sheet.
It could be. I got a sheet up here that tells me where.
I thought you had.
I do. I got to get it out.
You do. I thought you had a sheet, Sharon.
Oh, Sandra. Yeah.
Tomorrow I go to TFC to find out from Dr. Mejia what's going on with my knee. Prayers for that. And thankful that the astronauts made it back. And a shout out to West Virginia because I posted on my Facebook page that the Green Bank observation place. It's the largest big brown thing that tracks. There's a whole article on my Facebook page about it, but West Virginia was a big part of tracking Artemis.
Yeah.
At the observatory. I've been to it whenever I was a child, and my dad, we went to a lot of places for history. And he's like, oh, wow, you know, he's going on. I'm like, okay, yeah, I've seen it. Let's go. but now I appreciate it.
Right?
I would like to go
to
the Green Bank Observatory was part of working with NASA.
Yeah,
because
cool.
It's a Pocahontas County. And so I did a shout out to them whenever I found that out. I just called my brother and he said, yeah, I think I might have been 9 years old. I said, well, that was maybe 7. So I'm like, okay, you know, it wasn't a real big deal to us at that time, but I guess it is now.
Now you appreciate the study. I never really paid that much attention. Galileo and all these people way back when. They even put Galileo in prison, I think, for heresy or something like that. But it is amazing how much they knew and how much they grew. And then when you get into some of these observatories, and especially ones that have a presentation of the stars, and you just sit back. I mean, it's fascinating.
My dad was real into history.
Yeah, and to see it happen for real right in front of us with space travel.
My dad was real into history, so we went on vacation, but it was a lot of historical places. And I didn't really realize or appreciate the significance of it until now. I was like, oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. And I've had the opportunity to take Jessica to some of those places. And she really
can you imagine that you're old enough to see science fiction and you thought, ah, that's just a bunch of bunk. That'll never happen. And now you see them doing it. It's really... I don't know if that's prophecy or what some of these movie people and stuff like Star Wars, and we're living it. That's pretty cool. Thank you. Anybody else this morning? I'm grateful for C&E's because last week we had a lot of folks here. I think somebody told me 26. Oh, you want to know what C and E's are? Christmas and Easter. Christians. Not really, that's not nice, but it's true. Usually Easter and Christmas, you see people that you haven't seen for a long time. So keep them in prayer until Christmas time, and then they'll be back. So in the meantime.